Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to talk about some the news and the events that are going on right now. We talked about, if you missed yesterday's program, about the founder and CEO of Amazon wanting to use drones to deliver his packages. You got to catch that. Mm-hmm. We did an earlier segment. You can find it on the VFN Torch. And I'm sure it's a related article to yesterday's conversation about the drones. Is FAA made a statement already that there would be like 65,000 or something drones in the air, some big, huge number in the airwaves. And 2015 is when they're going to come out with the new laws.
Wow.
So you're going to have the whole air is going to be filled with prophecy. I mean, filled with what looks like locusts. But they're like electronic locusts. Wow. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Which one is the Al-Qaeda drone and which one is the Amazon deliver the me book, my
right.
book?
Right. Right. Right.
And so I think about it. Isn't it amazing? You imagine? He's like, what? You have to go around like an armor thing on, right? Or it's like, are they delivering me something or are they just spying on me? This thing landing in my backyard.
Yeah. Crazy.
Man shoots drone. I can see it right now. It takes drone down, costs company $20,000 for the delivery system. But you think it's going to replace human beings. The guy and the lady that delivers your packages, it will replace them. Do we really want to do that? And but they would probably, I mean, he was talking about the technologies kind of, you know, way in advance, at least 2015, because that's when the FAA is going to come out with the laws. But you got to hear this other segment, and hopefully it'll be related to the article of yesterday about drones, Amazon delivering their products with drones, because they want to deliver food. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to deliver food. They've been delivering food in Washington State, and they're trying to work it out. And the problem is how do you make money on food?
Right.
And they hadn't yet figured that out. And finally, they've got it the same day. You order your groceries, same day, it gets delivered milk and everything. Mm-hmm. And they just, I believe, entered into L.A.
Like, I can tell you that I don't see that working well in New Jersey or New York. I just don't see one of those drones landing in the Bronx.
Not a truck.
Okay.
Not a drone.
Oh, this is trucks now?
Yeah, they deliver trucks.
Amazon Fresh.
Really?
Amazon Fresh. Yeah, it's like green, fresh truck. You show up an insulated bag with your groceries in it.
Yeah.
And they deliver the stuff. And it's obviously compacted cities versus, you know, it's like, I'll be out there in about another 3 hours with your milk. No, go ahead and keep it. We got a cow out here. We'll get some milk from it.
Yeah.
But that's a serious thing because you think about prophecy. They said it looks like locusts.
Mm.
And when you see a drone in the air, or five drones in the air, 20 drones in the air, 65, I forget the number. Maybe somebody can pull it up on the torch. We can give you the exact number what FAA is saying. FAA expected this sometime back. And this is when we're talking about, you know, last year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're planning for it. They showed it that time. We showed, I think, a couple of videos of people building them in their garages. And now they're building them in these big, it's like, oh, my goodness. Cameras and there's going to be a lot of border patrol done by drones. There's going to be reportedly law enforcement is going to be done by drones. I mean, why have a helicopter? Why not just have a little small drone chasing the suspect around? And it's like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
He just you know, chases GPS down on his phone that he refuses to let go of because he'll have separation anxiety. So he'll hang on to that phone, not realize the drone is chasing that phone.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Is that wild?
That's insane.
What are we coming to? This is way beyond our brains. You know what I'm saying? This is like way beyond.
Way. At least mine, anyway.
We thought that was an airplane model and realized, no, that's a drone, son.
You start thinking differently now when you start hearing this. Oh, my goodness. You think about it, you know, is that because the federal government has them?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about it in a segment called Drones, where they fly 25,000 feet in the air and they're able to take pictures with 8,000 resolution from that height.
Is the FAA article on the FAA on there is related as well? Yeah, but think about it. I mean, we can't see a mile up the street. We can't see a mile up the street. But with these drones, I mean, that's where these big planes, spy planes and all that's where they are, way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was up there jumping out of a plane, everything looked very, very small. You would not have... Could you see me up there when I was in the plane?
The plane?
Yeah.
Barely see it.
Think about a drone now.
Before we saw
I,
you
saw the I saw the hammer hitting your hand and you were holding
it. Yeah, right. Like, my fingers.
Just prying you off.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Imagine Duck Dynasty, one of those bearded dudes strapped to your back trying to push you out the door.
Anybody
imagine
but Sai.
Imagine Sai. It opened like Sai.
Hey. And, hey.
Yeah. Get out of that thing. Hey.
Yeah. With his teacup.
Yeah, I'm in ministry. It's about the same. It's about the same. It's like jumping like a 747. Let's just do all this right, thing. Right. You got to trust God. Let's do it. You got to trust God.
What are we living for?
But yeah, I mean, you couldn't even see me at 14,000 feet, and I'm a large target. I'm a very large target, even though I was wearing camouflage, I think. Camis or something like that.
And another guy strapped to you.
Yeah, and the guy strapped to me with all his flapping curly hair and his bare feet. Anyway, so a drone is, you know, at least the size of me or maybe half the size of me since I'm such a large target. But the... there's just no way to. Then it can all be computerized, and so they'll be flying, you know, 10 feet above each other, all over the place. They're flying, they're hovering type flying, so they're not like forcefully going forward. So they can just stop, and just hover there, and then go forward or whatever.
And hit record and.
Yeah, hit record and all that.
Or the
trigger. By the way, I mean this is you know. Those who are Christians, we've always been before the eyes. That's the eyes of the Lord. There's always been drones. God's drones that he sent out, the will within the will, the eyes are watching everything that goes on. And we need to practice that now because that's our reality. Everything is laid bare and open before the Lord. And everyone is sin and everybody's fallen short of the glory of God. And it takes the power of God to be able to walk out of a place of obedience in God. But I want to encourage you. Begin to practice that now. Don't wait till a drone's flying outside your window going, is that Amazon or is that the police? I mean, is that Al-Qaeda or is it a kid up the street? Well, when they were doing the segment I saw was on 60 Minutes with doing the interview with Amazon was that they have such a strict law right now. They could not even fly their sample drone outside. They had to fly it inside the office to show it.
Really?
Yeah, because there's such a clampdown. I mean, think about it. Who needs a missile anymore? All you need is a drone. This is what they used to worry about was a dirty bomb, somebody bringing a suitcase in. Mm-hmm. Well, forget about that. What about a drone carrying and dropping exactly where it is? Imagine the whole city running because they see a little kid's airplane in the air or helicopter thing in the air. Or is it?
And you can't shoot it because it'll come down. So like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about
that. You can't shoot it.
Yeah, right. No, don't shoot it down. Did you actually turn it, like, cool in here? Or did you just kind of, like, heat? And okay. I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm, like, hot.
It was the turkey.
Extra spice. Cayenne.
Extra cayenne.
Cajun
spice.
Cayenne. What's cayenne?
Cayenne pepper.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The K-On. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper. That's
a K-On recipe.
K-On.
That's what K-On. I like.
K-On. Cajun sauce.
K-On.
It's a combination.
I just mixed it together.
Okay. Cayenne and Cajun. That's okay.
My own ingredient.
I see.
K-On. But think about it. I mean, that's a whole new thing. You think about these drones. So I just want to encourage you to just practice living your life out loud, thinking out loud, learning out loud, realizing and letting everybody know, you know, that you love Jesus and you need Jesus. And the reason why you are a Christian, you needed forgiveness. You know, Christians aren't perfect. They're forgiven. And in the context of that, then other people will want this Jesus that you're demonstrating. But it's all, everything, it's going to be laid out there. I mean, this is a definite future. And this is just another methodology that Hitler would have used this if he could have, you know, all he had was a tattooing and pencil for records and stuff. Mm. But today, a quill, actually a pen pens. That's how recently it was.
Oh, yeah.
And now they'll have the ability to track every purchase, every sale, every, you know, where you're at, facial recognition, the good thing about me is that my weight varies so much, they won't even, the thing like, this could be him, but his face is differently shaped now than it was before. You know, it's the turkey.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine a society, because this, that the facial recognition, they sell these I saw them in the store. These, I guess they had them for a while because it's wintertime. But those ski masks that cover just your eyeballs, just your eyes. They have a whole society
just
wearing
just cover the eyes?
Well, no, no, I'm sorry. There's an opening just for the eyes. Okay. Are you trying to get back with the K-On? Is that
just trying to help you.
All right. See,
K-On-isms.
It's K-On-isms. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole opening just for the eyes that your whole face is completely covered. And you think, my
goodness.
The
whole face?
Yeah, except for you know, your ability to see.
Oh, a mask.
A mask, yeah. Ski mask, you know.
A mask.
Whatever.
We call those masks.
A mask, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, ski mask, something like that.
The point here that I'm trying to make.
Is there a point?
Is there a point?
There's a point. It's coming.
There's a point.
You ready?
Too much K-On.
All that surveillance and facial recognition. You have a whole society walking around with all these masks. It's like.
Well, they have a law now. They have a law right now that you cannot wear masks in certain areas.
Really?
Like when I was going, I had a mask on the other day. I was walking in the bank. I had a mask on.
Someone politely escorted you.
Nobody greeted me. Like, no, I'm messing with you. They have a law that says you can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Yeah. I think it's a good law.
Do you? Well, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, I think it's you should never have a mask on. They're going to think it's a great law.
Yeah.
You know what that means in the North? It means your nose is going to freeze, your ears are going to
fall off,
and your lips are going to be split in 15 locations because you're not going to. The cold wind's going to be hitting you, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's different. I mean, obviously, down south they don't worry too much about. You know, if somebody's wearing a mask down south,
you're in trouble.
Something is up. Something is up. But yeah, so facial, you know, recognition, and it's getting to that point where you're looking at prophecies being fulfilled, where it's going to be, and it's based on economy. It's always based on the money. You know, show where the money's going. Follow the money. You're going to follow what's going on. And this is all about economy. This is a way to have a one world economy. And the current wave of Alinskyisms in the world right now is to organize the world. Workers of the world unite. And all of a sudden, this one world economy. And how would you handle that? How would you handle these remote areas of India, these remote areas of China? How would you handle these remote areas of whatever? You would handle it by drones. I mean, people would panic when an American plane would fly over. Now people are going to panic when the little kid's drone flies over. You know, is this the American or is this the Iranian delivery device or whatever? I mean, it is amazing. Begin to live our life out loud and realize that this is what we're supposed to do anyway. And it is what it is, right? We were just talking about the drones and continuing that conversation. And there's drones the size of
flies. I mean, we have a picture of it. In fact, we'll make sure it's relayed on the torch. That there's a drone the size of a fly that fits on your thumb.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you think it's a drone, dude? It's a drone.
Wow. If you swat it, like you just swat out the CIA's intelligence here.
$200,000 piece of equipment there.
Really?
At least.
Smack. Well, and it's like, here we are.
Yeah.
It's like in our day, it's happening.
Here it is.
Yeah. They said that you have as much computing power in your mobile phone today as they had in the entire Space Center when they launched the rockets too.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah.
Yeah. And we're running it. They had to call all those people. We could run it by just touching our screen. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.